The Way of Salvation and of Perfection by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. Part 1, Meditation 5. The Loss of All Things in Death. The day of destruction is at hand. The day of death is called the day of destruction, because then is destroyed that all men has acquired, honors, friends, riches, possessions, kingdoms. All are then no more. What then doth it profit us to gain the whole world, if in death we must leave it all? All is at an end at the bedside of a dying man. Is there any king, think you? Said St. Ignatius to Xavier, when he sought to bring him to God. Who has taken him into the other world, or even thread of purple to mark his sovereignty? Has any rich man taken him a single coin, or even a servant to attend him? In death, all is left behind. The soul enters eternity alone and unattended except by its works. Woe to me! Where are all my works to accompany me to the blessed eternity? I can discover none but such as render me deserving of eternal torments. Men must come into the world in unequal conditions. One is born rich, another poor. One is a noble, another a plebeian. But all go out of it equal and alike. Consider the graves of the dead. See if you can discover among the bodies which are there interred, who was a master, who was a servant, who was a king, and who was a beggar. O God, whilst others amass the fortunes of this world, may my only fortune be thy holy grace. Thou alone art my only good, both in this life and in the next. In one word, everything on this earth will come to an end. All greatness will end. All misery will end. Honors will end. Ignominies will end. Pleasures will end. Sufferings will end. Blessed is death, therefore, not he who is abandoned into riches, honors, and pleasures, but he who has patiently endured poverty, contempt, and sufferings. The possession of temporal goods affords no consolation at the moment of death. That alone consoles us, which has been done or suffered for God. O Jesus, separate my heart from this world before death entirely takes me from it. Help me with thy grace. Thou indeed knowest how great is my weakness. Permit me not to be any more unfaithful to thee as I have hitherto been. I am sorry, O Lord, for having so often despised thee. Now will I love thee above every good, and I will die a thousand times rather than to forfeit thy grace. But the infernal one ceases not to tempt me. In mercy abandon me not. Leave me not to myself. Permit me not to be any more separated from thy love. Mary, my hope, obtain for me the grace of perseverance.